All right, everybody, what's up? This is John Bennett coming at you again with the Mind Collected Podcast. This is episode number 3. This episode is going to be not much of me talking, but more of what I've recorded over this weekend. And because I decided the last 2 were kind of boring when it's just me talking and nothing really to say but what's going on with Facebook and Twitter. So this weekend I decided I'm just going to go ahead and record what me and my friends talk about at parties. And I wanted to come up with the topic before I came over there to record it with, so I figured I'd ask everybody when was the first time they got drunk and what was that experience like, and when was the first time they smoked some weed. So I went over there to my buddy Mike's house. We had about 8 or 10 people over there drinking whatever and cooking out, and recorded the conversations with everybody. But let's see, I was just going to go ahead and do some side notes on here too, that if you want to contact me about the podcast, if it's anybody besides my close friends that want any information or anything like that, my Twitter handle is @jbennett19, and that's just a lowercase j, no j-a-y, just jbennett19 on Twitter, and on Facebook at John Bennett. Okay, let's see, let me go ahead and get this audio queued up from that party. It's about 25 minutes long, so I guess I'm going to go ahead and double this, the length of this podcast from the last time. But let me get it queued up. And if you hear any noises in the background, it's because my dog's walking around in the room. But, all right, here's the audio.
Okay, there's Latinos in the crowd, and they're like, woo-woo. And she was like, oh, no, that wasn't no black woo. That was a brown woo. It was funny.
I don't get it. Tell it again.
No.
Tell it again.
No.
I want to hear it again.
No. Fuck y'all.
Yeah. But she had a good time, though? But she don't remember her name?
No.
No, you're the interviewer. Do that.
Yeah.
That was an easy question.
Hey. She's going to be on Nick at Night.
Okay, I'm interviewing you now for the podcast. It's going to be on there.
What?
I don't know what that
is. You know what the first comedy show is she went to?
Yes, it was at Punchline. No, we went to Aziz Ansari.
That was your first comedy show?
Yep.
He's a good comic.
Yes.
So you had a good time?
Was that Indian funny?
Fucking hilarious.
Did he have on a crispy suit?
Yes.
He did. He had on a crispy
suit. It's recording everything. It's recording it. I got that picture of the microphone and everything.
Star student. Star student. Stop.
Okay, it's a podcast, so it's only audio. So nobody can see you dancing right now. Dustin just got naked and danced around.
Yeah, he did.
Dancing the stars.
My vagina is flapping everywhere.
White people really are small.
Hey, if I'm a recorder for the podcast, okay.
Can you redo it?
It's still going right now. All right, let's talk about...
We can edit that, right?
Yeah, I can edit it since I get home.
Yeah.
But, okay, how about the first time you drank alcohol, you remember that and the experience you had?
My name is not Moose.
No, but you.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh,
mine was a prison.
This is Dustin Sweat explaining the first time he had...
I drank alcohol.
He can remember that.
The first time I drank alcohol...
No, I never did.
I know.
I was 6 years old.
Yeah. For real.
I'm serious.
6 in Porterdale.
As truthful as I can right now. I'm on
he didn't
podcast,
have any shoes on. One sock.
They do.
I'm not lying.
Half a diaper.
Yep. Okay.
But they really
so my cousin.
Well, I've never seen anybody make it.
Terry, hang on. He's saying about his first time he drank alcohol.
Listen.
Go ahead.
So I literally, no lying, no bullshit, 6 years old. My cousin, who I hate today, and calls me every other, like, 6 or 7 weeks trying to get a job. He's the first one that gave me alcohol. He dipped it on his finger.
When you were 6?
I swear to God,
okay.
I'm not.
Go ahead. I'm reinstating the facts.
It was the king of goddamn beers, nigga. It was the king of fucking beers.
Is that Budweiser?
Woo! Yeah.
Michael, please take
that. I heard some of them call that Sludgeweiser.
So
I call it Sludgeweiser.
He put his finger in it and stuck
nice.
In my mouth when I was 6 years old.
Funny.
Asleep. So I woke up and
drunk.
He gave me the rest of his beer, which was maybe a quarter of a beer.
And how old was he at this time?
And Dustin got wasted.
We'll see. He's like 49 now, so...
So he's giving a 6-year-old beer.
Yeah.
And he was like 20-something at this time?
He was like 20.
He was like 6 years old, too.
He was 23.
Because you're at 49, right?
That's what I call a role model.
23, 24. So anyway, from then, 10 years old, I had my second beer. I was in Panama City Beach, Florida.
Woo!
My brother-in-law...
PCB!
PCB, I had my second beer, and I actually got drunk.
At 10.
And on top of my second beer, I had my third and fourth beer.
And you lost your virginity that night?
To a man! To a man!
Maybe.
Maybe.
To himself.
So,
No, not at 10.
That was my first, second,
third, you gotta be a little younger than that. Everybody masturbates before 10.
Terry, Terry, your turn. First time you got drunk. Terry, I had some alcohol. You don't even remember.
Terry was a black man.
I have a 12-year-old nephew. Please tell me no.
No.
That's a... So, when was the first time you had alcohol then?
Larry gave him his first 40 ounce.
Night train.
Night train.
That's when I met this guy named Dustin Sweat. He gave me only 800.
He's doing
Honestly, I don't remember the first time I had alcohol.
No.
Wow. Like the first time I smoked weed.
Amy's turned in.
I don't know.
Amy, when was the first time you drank?
I ever got drunk.
Yep.
I was 14 off of Coors Light.
Coors.
That's why I cannot stand Coors.
I love how
I was with my sister Kristen and her boyfriend.
And how old is she now? Is she your older sister or younger sister?
She's Kelsey's mother.
Okay.
She's her sister, Kelsey's mother.
Oh, her sister.
Yes.
Not that one sister, right. But just her sister.
Right. She's our sister.
Oh, you're the nasty. Oh, I can't believe you related to that woman.
And what happened?
Wait till you my first time getting sick.
And I remember is her boyfriend sitting on a fucking futon with a banana clip singing some rap song.
Eat a frappe.
With a banana clip was his mouth while he was singing at that house in the blue.
Were you drinking alcohol? I mean, were you drinking vodka?
Drinking Coors.
Oh, yeah.
Coors. Oh, Coors.
Sorry. Forgot about that part.
Get it right.
The banquet of beers.
Coors.
Coors.
Coors. Original Coors Light.
Coors Light.
Coors Light. Silver bullet, not a yellow dog.
Listen, come on. Goddamn right.
Let's hear your story.
Mindy, well,
when was your first time?
I got it for the first time. It was on New Year's, and she got me wine coolers.
When was this? What year was this? New Year's what?
I was like 15, and Amy's friend Hannah was like, take a shot of rum, it's really smooth. I don't remember that at all.
Let's mix it up.
I don't remember that with the Hannah.
We had gone through the whole alcohol experience.
I got a good one.
One thing about it,
I don't remember that.
First time we drank
alcohol. Yeah, we were in duplex in Athens, and I was dating Kyler.
Oh, Kyler.
Kyler. He was not right for you, girlfriend. He was not right for you.
Tell him, Timo.
He was a control freak.
Yeah, he was. Oh, God.
Jimmy, you remember.
How did we go from alcohol to this?
We got my turn lemonade.
So did you get drunk and pass out? Or did you
yes. No, I got drunk and ended up with a guy.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie. The first time I got drunk, I was with a guy too.
Wow. Oh.
I do remember
that. That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Is this the brown guy?
Yeah.
Oh. General Larry Platt. Fuck Terry.
He knows.
I don't remember.
Yes, you do.
Come on.
Oh, she was wasted that night.
I grew up in your yard.
Oh.
Where was that living? In the duplex in Athens.
Mike, give me a minute. I'll throw up in your yard.
All right, that's fine. That seems about right. Come on, in my driveway, right? You gotta leave a permanent mark.
Goddamn right it is.
Come on, hold the taxi cab.
So, John, when was your first alcoholic experience?
The first I had was Zach Holly.
Oh, yeah?
We went to St. Augustine when we were in ninth grade. I was like 14 or 15. And I remember we went to Publix and they had we went to the alcohol section. They had Austin Powers shakers. Like you just pour vodka in it and shake it up. And yeah, that was the first time I drank it.
You got Shagadelic.
Yeah, there were flavors. It was like Shagadelic flavor.
Oh, I knew it.
Dude, they had like
I told y'all I'm white.
They had like four or five different flavors, and I never drank
Washington.
I had never drank alcohol before, so I was like, man, I'm not drinking this in front of everybody, because it was like his family was there, his cousins that were like my age, and I went to the bathroom and drank it. Because I was afraid I was going to puke. So I went to the bathroom.
Yeah. Story.
Well, the very first time I ever had alcohol.
You fucked a man.
No.
You fucked a man.
Named Dustin Sweat.
That wasn't the first time.
When did you ever have alcohol?
The first time was
1967.
When my dad was driving and he let me drink one of Miller Genuine Draft.
Some MGDs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, that's my first experience getting
drunk. But the first time, really I was going to say, the first time I ever got really drunk was with my buddy, Jay. And we broke into his dad's, like, little, like, not liquor cabinet, but whatever, that's where he stored his stuff. We drank Wild Turkey.
Oh, yeah. What?
And we got wasted, dude.
Oh.
And it was like, every sip was like, ugh. And we were like, you want another? And we're like, okay. And we just kept drinking. Just like bitch. Three shots, and we were like wasted.
Yeah, the first time I got puked
was
drunk.
Middle school sometime.
The first time I got puked drunk, I was 16. My brother-in-law went and bought me two cases.
Boring. Boring.
Rusty Wallace, the MGD, Bob?
Of Miller Genuine Draft. And I drank 20 beers probably the first day.
Wait, the first time you got puked drunk, you drank 20?
Yeah.
20?
I'm not lying. Nine.
Come on, man.
Dude. I puked in my
That's going to be on the come on man
Settlers
section.
Settlers Grove Road, goddamn.
Settlers Grove, man. Oh, man.
Settlers Grove.
Oh, you're
saying it wrong.
No, Sellers.
Settlers.
Settlers Grove Road.
Is that in Pennsylvania?
No.
Terry,
it's on the nice
Porterdale. East of Porterdale.
It's on the real nice streets of Covington.
Is that SG Blu-ray?
No, it's the
Settlers Grove Road.
Settlers.
What about the first time you smoked weed?
TTLERS.
I was working at Patrick's Feed and Seed, right?
Yes, you bring it up.
All my buddies that work there, they were like, no, listen.
This is on the job.
No, it's a good story.
No? Okay.
So, first
Boring.
So, listen. This is serious. First time I really got high. I've smoked weed before.
Oh, Riley.
But the first time I really got high, I was working at Patrick's Feed and Seed. And all my friends were like, hey, you live in Sellers Grove, why can't you get some weed? I was like, hey, I can't get weed. No, listen, I mean, this is...
That's a gated community, y'all.
No, this is a serious point. Hell, guys.
Basketball.
Come on. I'm telling you, this is a serious story.
All right, I'm sorry.
So I was like, all right, cool. So we went and got some bun from my buddy. And we went back to my house. This is on my lunch break from Patrick's Feed and Seed. And so we went back to my house. We had some roller papers. We rolled it up. Man, my boy said, he's like, yeah, this shit's guaranteed to get you fucked up. So we went back to my house. And evidently, this shit had...
PSP.
No, it had embalming fluid in it.
So you said you were 16?
I was 16.
Okay.
First time I really got high, I was 16. This shit had embalming fluid in it. I tripped my fucking balls off, by the way. Like,
that's the first
seriously.
Time you got high and tripped.
Yeah. Yeah, it happened to both the same day. So I was tripping my balls off, right? So I was in my backyard, me and my buddy Daniel was smoking this shit. We had a joint rolled. And
white or black, Daniel.
He's white.
Okay.
White.
So let's go.
How many black Daniels do you know?
He worked at a Patrick's Feed and Seed. I was the only guy that lived in Sellers Grove, so I was the only guy that he knew that could get weed. And by the way, 2 months after that, I banged his sister. But we won't talk about that.
Oh my god, you lost your virginity to her?
We won't. No, I didn't lose my virginity to her. I lost my virginity.
So you lost your virginity before you were 16?
Yeah.
To Daniel first.
No, I lost that way before Daniel and his sister. We will talk about the teacher at my school. I lost my virginity.
Shut up.
But anyway.
Shut up.
I was tripping my balls off, and I had to call into my boss, and I told him, I was like, hey, man, I got a flat.
There happens to be a car coming by while Terry is pissing in the yard.
I told my boss, I was like, hey, I got a flat tire. I can't make it back to work because I was tripping my shit off, and I
I really couldn't drive.
You had to call out of work. You were so messed up.
I did, yeah. I was on my lunch break.
Oh, my God.
We smoked this shit, and I couldn't go back to work. And I told him, I was like, hey, I got
the munchies,
man.
I
can't make it back to work.
That's the best you could come up with.
That's all I had, dude. That was the first thing I could think of. He was like, yeah, this is the third flat tire you had this month, right? I was like, hey, I buy used tires. What do you want me to say?
Listen, with the money y'all paying me, I can't afford it.
I was like, I buy used tires. I can't help it. So that was the first time I got stoned and tripped my balls off at the same time.
Man, Terry, come tell us the first time you got stoned in prison.
Oh, God.
He was taking robo trips. Or was it meth the first time?
It was all the above. But anyway, I never smoked weed before. My name is Terry. My name is Terry Morrison. I've never smoked weed before. Officer Bell. Who lives on 202 West.
Verizon.
I've never smoked weed before. First time. I was on that. What was the skating rink back in the day?
Roller wheels.
Roller wheels. First time was an
all-night. Roller wheels. Yep. You're not Asian. It's not rubber wheels.
Rubber wheels. Guys, I've never raised.
Rubber wheels.
And rub their seafood.
Rolling wheels.
I'm okay.
Rubber wheels. I was backwards skating and rubber wheels.
So. I played the fifth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5.
Oh. So what? Did y'all smoke a joint?
I am
15.
Sure.
Yeah. Happy family.
This nigga's just trying to tell another scene from the ATL movie at the Cascade Rink.
That's right. It was all that skate. I was in middle school.
Where was Big Boy?
Happy family and rubber wheels.
Alright, so y'all was listening to the Mystical and then y'all went out of the truck.
Yo, he dropped down, got low, put a joint in my mouth, and I said, what's up? Pretty much about it.
Big T was there. Tell us about that Wednesday night, all night skate.
Man, that was couple skate that night.
Shit, it was all night skate for real, though.
I know.
And he was like, let's go out to the back.
I couldn't imagine
skating.
He's
like, smoke some weed.
High.
And I was like, all right, hell yeah. He was like, man, this is some strong shit. Let's cut it with a cigarette. And I'm like, all right, yeah, cool, whatever. I'm like,
everybody
yeah,
does that at the beginning.
I'm in like middle school, and I'm like,
I smoke did it. That.
And I did not even get high. Podcast, I did not get high. I was mad. Smoked weed later on with a bunch of females, but I got high.
How do you cut it with a cigarette?
You take the tobacco out of the cigarette and you pack the weed in there instead of the tobacco and you keep the filter and everything.
Or if you pack it into a bowl,
you
just mix it.
You filter off and then you roll the end of it up.
So you're saying you didn't get high the first time you smoked?
No, because it was not enough.
Because a lot of people say that.
I did.
The only reason I
got high. You were there.
What was that?
At your room when it was. No.
At your room with Patrick, huh?
No, it was Dustin. I mean, it was Manny, Tyler, and you.
Oh, wow, okay. So, yeah, that was a long time after I had smoked then.
The only reason I got high
was 19.
Because embalming fluid was mixed in with it, and I tripped my balls off.
He's still talking about that embalming fluid?
First time I got high, me and Patrick was like, hey. Like, he was working at Publix at the time. Like, yeah, I'm getting some weed from the guy that cooks chicken at Publix.
10 years.
Yeah. And I was like, all right, yeah, let's get some weed,
that
man. And, my mom went to sleep. Joey and Tiffany weren't there that weekend, and so me and Patrick went outside of my window, smoked the fucking blunt, and then went inside. And then all I remember was like giggling my ass off.
That's
like,
all I did.
A while, a good bit, like an hour or two.
Hey, the first time I got Alex to smoke the first time, I rolled a blunt, and he giggled his ass
Yo,
off.
Yo, hey, let's get big.
Dude, me and Mike.
Let's
I mean,
we
me
got
and
Amy and
Mindy's got
yeah,
that.
It's called
Amy.
It's
what's the first time you smoked weed?
I wouldn't know this.
Yeah, I wouldn't know this too.
What was that experience like?
Wait, were you and my
I really
want to
know. No. The first
Amy
time.
Amy used to party back in the day.
Yes, she did.
The first time.
I seen it in the video, but never before talking about it.
Well, we have marijuana right now.
The first time I ever smoked was with my stepmother.
We did ride a celebration.
What? Yes. No way. Not only was it with my stepmother. But we made a tin foil pipe.
I used to make a lot of those.
Did you use an eight-pin?
Hey, really?
Jerry.
No way. And we were in the bathroom.
I made it one out of a pin and
So no you get, way. Did you get high then the first time?
Yeah. I got so fucked up. Yeah. I took a bubble bath for at least 2 hours.
A bubble bath?
Yeah.
I've never done that since I've been scrubbing, just like, man, this feels so fucking good.
Honestly.
You don't want to stop scrubbing, you're just like, oh, I feel so good.
Me and Mike made one of those first time we were
in a bubble bath. I smoked weed before I ever smoked a cigarette. And I didn't know how to inhale. And she was like, oh, okay, well, I won't wrap it. I'll just put it in a tin. She said, I'll make a pipe. So she went into the kitchen and got a roll of tinfoil and made a tinfoil pipe. And we smoked it out of that. Where were the kids
Hell
at?
Hell yeah.
Catherine was an infant. Yeah. Was it that long ago? Yes.
Can I just say a side note that a green pepper makes a really good bowl?
I was known. Apple makes a really good bowl.
Apple yeah, does make a really
green
good
bowl. Green
banana. Remember California?
Me and Dustin smoked out of an apple, what was it, like in January? And then we came back out to California like... What was it?
And it was rough.
Like 6 or 7 months later, and we smoked out of that same apple.
I'm calling Alex right now. Speaking of that.
Oh, God.
Mindy, when's the first time you smoked weed?
Hold on. Out of a fucking banana.
He's calling somebody. Okay. Yeah, no.
You're getting yourself off the hook right now, is what you're saying.
Who was there when we smoked out of a Cheeto?
Oh, I was there.
Cheese puff?
I didn't see that. I missed that.
A cheesy poof.
Yeah.
That needs to be on Mythbusters.
No, we made the end of the bowl. We made the end of a cheesy poof. Like.
Hey, we're
roll.
Sitting around or
we're
drunk
and
we're talking about smoking.
We smoked it out of it and then ate it when we were done.
No.
Hey, it's Mindy's turn.
Hey,
hold on. No, I
want to hear
this.
Hold on, I'm trying to shut everybody up.
Was it with your sister?
Hey, can you verify California smoking out of an apple and a Winnebago?
Yeah, I did. That happened.
We cut the apple open and then 6 months later it was still there. It was rotten.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you ate the apple.
Hey, Alex, remember that time I was sleeping in the upper bunk and y'all wouldn't leave me the fuck alone while I was trying to sleep? Because he was a little squirrel. He was a little squirrel. He was a squirrel in the top bunk.
Sure he was.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. I'm watching a movie right now.
No, I don't give a shit about your fucking movie.
Why is he laughing like we really don't give a shit about
Alex,
your
movie? Alex, we need some DMT and shrooms for Dustin's bachelor party. Sit down, right?
He's our...
we're over here.
Chow. He's our chow. Hangovers.
No, not at all. John's wanting some mushrooms and DMT for my bachelor party. He just threw that out there. Hey, tell him I'm going to come see him the week before. Bubba said he's coming to see you the week before.
Mine's right here.
Hey, do you want to talk to Mike?
No, Mike. This is mine.
I want to talk to Alex.
Hey, buddy.
What's up, man?
How are you?
You got all this trash tonight?
Nah, we're just hanging out. We were reminiscing about first time we got drunk, first time we smoked weed. And Dustin was like, man, I'm calling Alex.
Hey, get Alex to tell you about the first time we smoked weed. Ask him.
John's on a podcast right now, so you got to talk about the first time you got high. Go ahead. It's phone-to-phone interaction right now.
Get him to tell you about the first time.
Hey, is John still short?
Alex. Man, fuck you.
He's still short.
Not in the pants.
Let me say that. Alex, hold on.
Hey, tell everybody about the first time I got you, you smoked weed.
It was in the woods by Dustin's house.
Dustin, the phone is right there.
That's
the phone's right here.
We're
on a podcast.
Oh, tell him.
He just ended the call, Terry.
What if you're an asshole?
Do what?
You fucking hung up on him.
Hey, I was trying to put the phone over there so you could record him.
Call him back.
Okay.
And ask him about the first time we smoked pot.
It was me the cat just smoked pot.
That? You? How old was he?
How do you spell his last name? A-R-R-O-N?
A-A-R-O-N.
Yeah, you spelled it wrong. Oh, God. Hey, so...
What?
the end button got hit. So tell us the story about the first time Dustin got you stoned.
Yeah.
What
that
happened?
That was George's story.
I didn't hear it. I was,
you didn't tell him about me picking you up and carrying to the bathroom and shit.
Oh yeah, he did do that too.
Got the shot glass.
I couldn't walk.
Wait, you couldn't walk?
It was that
good a week?
It was that high. You ever been so high you can't walk?
Yeah, the first time I was.
Yeah. What you doing now? Are you up in Minneapolis?
Yeah, I'm watching a movie right now.
What you watching?
Super.
Are you watching a French movie where getting tampons?
No, this movie is just stupid.
Ask about that French movie.
Are you busy right now?
It must not be a very good movie.
Are you busy right now?
Yeah, I am.
Hey, are you watching a French movie where they're dipping tampons in water and drinking it?
I had to see that.
Hey, that was an awesome movie.
It's simply delightful.
Hey, no, you can't hang up on me. Alex. Alex.
I'll never forget that day because I drove 26 hours straight from Atlanta to Fargo, North Dakota. Or no, Bismarck. Oh, where did we go? No, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Sioux Falls.
And then we got there.
Let you get me to drive.
As soon as we got there, they're like, let's watch a movie.
And icy and shit.
And I was like, I'm going to sleep. And then y'all woke me up and they're like, hey, you gotta see this movie. This girl
was
drinking.
No, I woke you up and she was driving off the road.
Yeah, well, first of all, I fell asleep on the interstate. And Dustin woke me up during a snowstorm.
That's a different part of the story. Yeah.
But then we got to, what was his name, Titus?
Titus's house.
Yeah, we got to Titus's
house.
The
one I want that tattoo that he got.
Yeah.
He's got.
Dustin and Alex woke me up because they were watching a video with some chick, an artist film.
It was a French film.
Where she pulled her tampon out, put it in a glass of water and drank it or something like that.
Like steeped it like tea or whatever?
And yeah,
it
was disgusting. Raped her butthole with a rake. I guarantee it's disgusting. He raped her butthole with a rake.
Yeah.
I'll never see that.
I was asleep for all that, so
thank
God. It was
still rape too, by the way.
Sounds interesting.
He was the other end of it, the blunt end.
You know the actual name of that movie?
It's called Rape Butthole.
Just for the podcast.
It's fucking nasty, dude.
Yeah, that's really gross. Can't believe that.
Hey, you taking this shot or what?
Now
all right, well, I'm going to sign off on that, and then I'll record more if we get some more interesting conversations.
Who's your famous? Who's your famous? Who's your famous fucking CT, hey?
All right, well, that was the audio that night, Saturday night, like I said, at my buddy Mike's house. It was just me, Mike, Dustin, Amy's sister, Mindy, Terry. There was a couple other people there that were there earlier. They all left. But like I said, we were all just sitting around talking about the first time we smoked and all that stuff, and not doing much of anything else. But the next podcast, I guess, whatever I do this weekend, I'll bring my phone with me and try and record some type of conversation of what's going on, and hopefully get it on here, get something good going. And like I said, we had who was that? Alex on there too, made an appearance. I used to be in a band with him called Buffalo Alice, but. We've since moved on from that. But I think he said he's got his own podcast now, too, if anybody wants to check it out. But I don't remember the name of it, so you probably can't check it out. But his name's Alex Aaron. And that's pretty much it for this podcast. I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. And like I said, next weekend, I guess, I'm trying to figure out what's the date. It's going to be like the 20th or something like that. So hopefully I'll be gone. I'm supposed to be going down to Tybee Island one of these weekends and doing something, and we'll figure out something, some type of conversation that'll take place, and I'll figure out some type of topic and do another one. But until that day comes, I'll just be sitting around trying to figure out stuff to do. I'm trying to figure out right now a song to sign off to or a tweet to write off to before I sign off. But my YouTube is taking forever as usual, and it's not wanting to work. So on that note, I'll go ahead and sign off. Appreciate you listening. Thanks.